Now, let me pull a tangent on this, and this is a wild tangent, but speaking of instruments, we have to go to our peoples at the NY Daily News, and this is not for the squeamish people, so soundboard, let's do it. All right, as I mentioned before, we all have skills in many different types of instruments, whether it be a camera, a musical instrument, or a paintbrush. We are all skilled in certain instruments. But this one gentleman was not too skilled with this certain instrument, and it cost him his life. And bear with me, everybody, and soundboard, you know, wait for this. But we had an Argentinian man who died during a little bit of shucky ducky quack quack when he strapped a sex toy on a scarecrow. Yes.
I'm sorry. But on a what?
An Argentinian man died. And let me get the clip here. Or no, I don't have a clip. Let me get the article here, excuse me. An Argentinian man, a kinky one at that, croaked while having sex with not a human, but a scarecrow.
So let me get this straight.
Pardon the pun.
While in the hay, died in the hay, trying to have a role in the hay.
Touche.
Wow.
This person, a 58-year-old man, was found dead in his San Jose del Bacare home, which is in Argentina, lying next to a straw doll. So,
Oh, man, I don't know if you put enough move on that for real. I mean, it's like trying to stick the door in the courtroom,
man. Oh, Jesus, God. Oh, happy Easter to you too. Oh, but now, this scarecrow was dressed up as a woman, lipstick and all. But here's the deal. Speaking to the police spokesman, Mr. Rodolfo Murray told the NY Daily News, quote unquote, quote unquote, there were no signs of violence. And we are working on the assumption that the man died during sex with the scarecrow. The depraved sex fiend who tended to sheep, don't start, Chad, don't, government name, don't start, had puffed up the scarecrow with clothes and tied a 6-inch strap onto it.
I'm sorry, you said a 6-inch what?
The depraved sex fiend who tended to sheep had puffed up the scarecrow with clothes and tied a 6-inch strap-on dick to it. His rotting remains were found after neighbors complained to police of a foul stench coming from his home where he lived alone.
So now let me get this straight.
Oh boy.
Wait, stop. Not only did you die while having sex with this thing.
With this scarecrow.
It had a strap on.
Yes.
Are y'all surprised, man, by these weirdos that come out of woodwork like this?
Well, in this case, I'm a little bit surprised.
That's why, you know, I mean...
When was the last time you had a sex with a scarecrow? Let's hope never.
Yeah, let's hope never, man. Cause that is crazy, G. That's the kind of stuff that the problem is, man. When you gotta have sex with inanimate objects, man.
Dressed in a lipstick and a wig.
Yeah, you, man. Cause I feel like sex is everywhere, man. And to have intercourse with somebody of the same or opposite sex, it shouldn't be that hard to find someone, man. This cat went out and created somebody.
He did. He made his own thing happen. Oh, my God. Get up.
get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause you do it right.
I mean, GPS, go on, please.
I'm see, I gotta tone it down because my son is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I talk the way I want to talk. I'm still trying to get past him and the scarecrow.
If you want to go to another room where you could just blast it all out, go right ahead.
I really can't. I mean, that's really just the most I can do right now.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, well, I know what I can do in this.
Okay, let's say it like this. You can't find anything else on the farm softer than a corn broom. So that's basically what it is. A corn broom.
I guess. Can you imagine the conversation between these two?
I don't think it was any conversation to begin with.
Oh! I mean...
Oh, man. So then my follow-up question to that was, who was the true stiff? Please let me know. Cortez, jump in. I know you got a lot of shit to say.
I just, yo, man, that's the way. Hey.
Hey.
It just amazes me. I'm actually speechless right now, man. Because what can I say? What can I say about that, bro, that hasn't been said?
Oh, I'm trying not to cry. Oh, man. GPS? You know, you've got a lot to say, and it's a damn shame that you can't say it. Oh, man, I feel so bad. There's got to be something you can... Oh, I wish you knew a second language. Oh, my God, that'd be great. What the fuck are you doing, man? Anything. Say something.
Okay, let's move on.
You want to table the discussion?
Why are we putting back on scarecrow? I mean, I know why, but seriously,
I don't know, man. The investigation is still pending. If you can believe that, you know, we will have to keep you abreast or two of this situation as everything unfolds.
Yo, man, who was a brother off of Kung Fu, man? He died the same thing. Oh, yeah, man.
David Carradine. Yes, he
hung himself, man, while he was performing some type of sexual act.
Yes, the way the story went, he was in, like, Singapore or Thailand or something like that, and he was doing the knuckle shuffle with the pump, with his own pump, not an artificial pump, while asphyxiating himself. Supposedly, they said that he was trying to get a high from that and get a rush. And it went a little bit too far, and he wound up just hanging there from the closet.
I'm sorry. I'm just putting it together. I'll do one of the knuckle shuffle with one hand.
Yes. While hanging from a closet.
Oh, nah.
Oh, ratings are going to go through the roof. Good. Good. Oh, man. It's too much for you to take, Mr. GPS?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is this too much for you to take right now?
I'm telling you, man. You know, come on, man. Seriously? I mean, look, I understand everybody's looking for that new high, that new way. Look, they got books out there. Try everything in every book. Oh, man, maybe it's just time to put it down. Find something else.
Jeez, yeah, maybe find something that's actually like a human being or something like that. That might work better than something that's too stiff. Any final words on that story, Mr. Cortez?
Nah, man, I think it has said enough for itself at this point.
Yeah.
All I can say is if you're that, like, into that kind of activity, then you might need to go get some sexual counseling or something.
That's true.
That's a weird fixation, man. It
really is. Now, how do you court a scarecrow?
I don't think you court it at all, man. I just think you build one. I think you court it. Why court it? You just build one.
Can you imagine how crazy this guy probably was? Going right behind the scarecrow.
How you doing?
I put this music on just for us. Let's get on. Let's make love outside. Yeah, right. Oh my god. Too much. Too much. So yes, thank you, Soundboard, for that. Oh my goodness. let's do something here on the side, and I mentioned that I was going to do this before, so I'm considering this Shout-Out Saturday. Now, the essence of Shout-Out Saturday is for all of our fans that are out there that listen to us, whether it be on the SoundCloud, on Podomatic, through Facebook, Twitter. So I'm just going to run a couple shout-outs to everybody from the one of the most famous shout-outs that we do have is Mr. Tom Cruise. Yes, he is a fan of the show. So he's been around for us for a minute. So we've got, you know, a slew of other people. But one in particular I do have to mention, and it's a shout-out. And the shout-out is, and does anybody remember Heather Hunter? Anybody?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do.
Hey.
GPS, you remember too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they started with their career in the film industry. But now that career has transferred to now the art world. Ms. Hunter does paintings. Great paintings. Also does photography. And if you want to check out some of the work, you know, you just find some links for, you know, for Heather Hunter Photography up in New York, near, if I'm correct, near the Dumbo District in Brooklyn. Had a thing for a minute for since high school. I remember it as if it was yesterday, where I was out in the hall, trying to get to class, seeing this thing torn up in the garbage can. What is that? And I was like, hey, wait a minute, it looks like somebody. I grabbed every single piece, grabbed every scotch tape that I had, took all those edges out so I could see very clearly what it was, and it was none other than Miss Heather Hunter. From that day on, I was just no good. To me, I appreciate getting the listenership up. So, please support Miss Heather Hunter, her artwork, her photography, and just look it up. Look it up online. Commentary, comments, criticisms, anything, Mr. Cortez, Mr. GPS, please chime on in.
That's a good thing, man. You know, it's good to be multi-talented in various...
Indeed.
Yeah, so, you know, hey...
So, yeah, I'm telling you, I mean, some of the work that I've seen as far as, some oil, I believe it would be oil paintings, correct me if I'm wrong, HH. But, yeah, everybody has, you know, multi-talents, and she definitely got skills.
Yeah.
Skills, man. I mean, the work is good, and, you know, for me, I just like to have the opportunity to share photos. To go and go over to, like, Brooklyn or whatever and just spend a day just going out, hanging out, and just taking shots, different things. I mean, I just saw some shots from Instagram of just walking around New York City. Nice shots. Now, of course, you know, I got a Nikon. She's got a Canon. Okay, you know. It's okay. Opposites do attract, though. Needless to say, big shout out to the artist. Multi-talented artist Heather Hunter, thank you for the support of the show. We definitely support you. Please continue. And sure, I wouldn't mind a photo shoot of myself. Why not? Just give me a ring. That's what I say. Any advice, Mr. Cortez?
No, just keep honing. She's, you know, keep honing her skills, doing what she's doing, man.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants to get out, what she was, you know, it's good to make a transition while you still are hot. You know what I'm saying?
So, like I said, our Saturday shout-outs are for all those that support us. And then we will take one or two individuals and give them props. But we give everyone props. You support us, we support y'all. So that's how we work here at G4 Radio. Mr. GPS! Okay. Sorry we lost you there earlier. But did you have any words that you wanted to say to Double H?
Want to do a show with you?
Yes, that would be great. Just talk about whatever pops into mind. So but yes, Mr. GPS, you definitely got to check out this, you know, the site, Of course, it might be more of an adult content setting, but yet, photography is still art in whatever shape or form it may be. Correct, Mr. Cortez?
Correct.
All right. All right. So, like I said, we will definitely start giving more and more shout-outs to all of those that support us here at the show. You support us, we support y'all. So,
oh, always.
Indeed. Indeed.
Say you wanna get away. We don't need a plane. Could be your escape. Take you to a place where there's no time, no space. I could be your private island on a different planet. Anything could happen. Listen to the way. Let them wash away your pain. Love could be your fantasy. Listen to the way you say you wanna get so high. Breathe me in like air tonight. Listen to the way. So high, breathe me in like air tonight. Let yourself unwind, get lost in the garden of my mind. I could be a private island underneath the palm trees. You can leave your worries. Listen to the waves. Let them wash away your pain. Listen to the way you say you wanna get so high. Breathe me in like air tonight. Listen to the way.
One last thing before we head on our way, and this is actually an anniversary that we have to celebrate here, and it's the anniversary of Jigga Man and Beyonce, their wedding anniversary. And I'm trying to get the story here from our people at E. Yes, we do listen to E. But Beyonce does celebrate the wedding anniversary with Jigga Man by releasing her new single called Die With You. Now, I haven't heard it yet, but it's been about 7 years of marriage already to between both of them. And
you're 7? Wow.
7 years. Yes, indeed. I was surprised about that. So the singer decided to treat the world to a special gift when she released a brand new single on the new site Tidal. Tidal is a new streaming music site that is owned by, you know, with Jigga Man and several other different artists are also in support of this site. So check out Tidal. I'm definitely going to check it out because I definitely want to test out the clarity and the streaming of this site. As far as the, you know, this single is out. And like I said, the single is called Die With You. There's a little clip here that I will play. And you guys can decide if it's any good or not.
I don't have a reason to cry, and I have every reason to smile, and I don't have a reason to lie when you already read in my mind, and I don't have a reason to be if I can't be with you. I can't sing your song. No, I don't need hands if I don't get to keep you warm. And I don't really need myself if I don't need you.
Mr. Cortez, what do you think of it so far? It seems like it's more instrumental.
Yeah. That's more classic Beyonce, not that stuff I've been hearing of late.
What?
Of late.
Like what?
Most of the music I've been hearing from her, man, this stuff don't make no sense, bro.
Really?
Listen to some of her new stuff, man. It just don't make no sense.
Okay.
Like, don't drop your drink. I'm like, what?
Hey, that's a GPS. He likes that song, right? Don't drop your drink.
Right.
See? There you go. Talking to the liqueur connoisseur, he never drops his drink. He might drop a couple drinks, but never one. Mr. GPS, your view on this song here, Die With You, by Beyonce?
It's a little on the slow side for me, but you know.
Okay, so you don't like the sappiness, you're saying?
Not really.
Okay. But needless to say, we still support. Definitely support. Like we said, we are a show that brings out new music to the world, even if it comes from somewhere else. Doesn't matter. Now, if you want to get into Tidal, it's a new streaming service, like I said. It's for about $10 a month. Consumers can listen to as much music as they can without any delay. So you got artists like Madonna, Kanye, Nicki Minaj, Chris Martin, Taylor Swift, all in support of this service. And that allows the artists to earn money for the music that they create. Check it out. Support it. I will definitely see how Tidal is, and we will let the masses know.
I don't have a reason to cry, and I have every reason to smile, and I don't have a reason to lie when you already read in my mind, and I don't have a reason to be if I can't be with you. Can't sing your song. No, I don't need hands if I don't get to keep you warm. And I don't really need myself if I don't need you. Cause darling, I wake up just to sleep with you. I open my eyes. So I can die.
Getting close to, you know, the later part of the evening. Everybody's got to get their shut eye, especially Mr. Miami over here. You know, he's got to get himself ready. What we will do right now is the final thoughts with Mr. Cortez. Now, as always, it's always an inspiring and inspirational speech that he gives, and it's a lot to take in, but it's a lot that you can learn. But sometimes it could just be a whole bunch of bullshit. So let's find out what it is this time. Soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
Well, to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Well, my final thoughts for today is do not text while drunk, because you don't know what the hell you might get yourself into.
What? Don't text while you're drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that, sir?
No, but I have spoken with people that have, and they told me, man, once you send it out there in the text universe, it cannot be pulled down. It is permanent. Mm-hmm. And also incriminating, also.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I will give you that. Mr. GPS, do you co-sign with that, being the liqueur connoisseur?
Yeah. You know, look, you got to drink responsibly, you got to text responsibly, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about all the time on this show.
That's right, that's right. Now, have you ever drinked while texting?
Oh, sure.
Wait a minute. We got Mr. Cortez saying don't drink and text, but you have.
Well, yeah, that was before he said it, though.
So, okay.
I wasn't texting a nation of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No,
I'm only talking to maybe one or two people. I'm not talking to a whole campus.
Well, that's true. That's true. Mr. Cortez's words are definitely those words to live by, especially during this holiday season. Any advice from you, Mr. GPS?
Want everybody to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Just everybody relax.
No scarecrows included, right?
No scarecrows, no corn brooms. None of that.
Okay. Fair enough.
Take a breather and relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Or what I'm definitely going to try to do this weekend, I'm going to take myself a nice little glass of absinthe. I need to get that absinthe going. But my advice, in this Easter season, the most important thing, as well as making sure that you worship the man upstairs, for those that do worship within the Catholic, Christian, whatever slash you want to put in their faith, not only to spend time with your family, but please make sure during the Easter time, do not match your suit with every other member of your family. That can cause a problem. 7 yellow suits in a row from the same family is not a good thing. The suits may look great.
Now, come on now, wait a minute.
Hey!
My favorite color.
Okay, purple's mine. But look, you don't see 7 rows of purple in the family. I'm sorry. You got it? Come on, Cortez. Are you with me on this? You're going to leave me hanging.
Man, I can see. One thing I realized about Easter, cats come out with some brightly colored suits, man.
Yes!
Looking like, man, some of them, man, you know, I seen one picture on Facebook, man. This kid, I feel so bad for him, man. He had like a it was like a lavender type suit on, man. He's a big guy. And I looked at him, I was like, man, this cat like a little cartoon character, man.
But look, hey, lavender is still a shade of purple. It's in the purple family.
This is like a real light shade of lavender, man. Like almost like just this light pink, man.
Light pink.
I was, yeah, almost.
Mm. So you would say for Easter, you say kind of like tone down on the bright colors a little bit?
It depends, man. When I was younger, I used to rock the bright colors. It didn't bother me.
Nope.
As I got older, man, you won't see me rolling out with a pink suit on or whatever, man. It just won't happen that way.
Nah, probably not. Jeez, but either way, it's still one of those things that you got to watch out. I mean, people say that, you know, it happens a lot to women, but it happens to guys too. You come out with a nice little cut suit and everything, a nice little canary yellow, little bit of white and everything like that. Next thing you know, you turn around, your cousin's got the same damn thing on. Sorry, not good for business. But purple is always a wonderful color, and it'll match with everything. You'll never get me off that color, trust me. We're going to cut short with this show, but we thank everybody for listening today. And remember, any comments, any criticisms, anything you want to hear, any new artists that you have for us that we can listen to so we can bring out to the new world, or if you just want to tell us STFU so we can Kimber you right back, just let us know at our handles, Twitter, G5 Radio, all one word, G-5 Radio at Skype, the G-Line always on, 267-776-GPHI. We are on iTunes, we are on the SoundCloud, and Podomatic is our world. And, you know, just reach us, support us. And we thank everybody for supporting. And just remember, people, those who can, will. Those who can't, won't. And see, set, weather. Peace.
Apiádate de mí, no sé.